views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom. And today, I announced last week, but today is my last show on Transformation Network. I've been at this for 7 years. I've certainly enjoyed bringing amazing women to you. I hope they've been inspiring. I've been honored to interview such people that I find amazing, including Marion Woodman, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Jean Houston, Susan Weed, Jean Shinoda Bolen, Nikki Scully, and so many others. I focus on women authors in the, you know, mind, body, spirit, transformational aspects of our spiritual growth and issues women are interested in. So all the shows will still stay up on the archives. You just go to transformationnetwork.fm and look for Voices of Women show. And you can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'd love to hear from you. So today, my last show, I'm so pleased to have on a guest I've had before, Penny Pierce. She's a respected clairvoyant, empath, visionary, author, lecturer, and trainer. She's one of the early pioneers in the intuition development movement, specializing in intuition development, inner energy dynamics, expanded perception, transformation, and dream work. She works throughout the U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, South Africa, that sounds like the whole world, since 1977, coaching business and government leaders, psychologists, scientists, celebrities, and those on a spiritual path about the hidden dynamics of what makes for true success. And she's the author of 10 books, and I know a couple of them I've interviewed her on the show about before. It includes Leap of Perception, Frequency, and the Intuitive Way. And now she's just come out this month with her new book, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. And you can check up on all her work and the books at her website, pennypierce.com. So welcome, Penny.
Well, thanks for having me back again.
Yes, well, that's great to have you. And I just want to say how much I love your books and how, you know, the information they provide is so relevant to what's needed for us to transform and current for what's going on in the world. And so, you know, I want to thank you for bringing your knowledge and what you have learned through your own spiritual growth and development, I suppose, and pass on to us. So thank you.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Yes. Well, many of us are aware we're in a transformation process, probably a huge one, both personal and societal level. So what's your perspective on what are we transforming into?
Well, I think that we're transforming, let's say, out of, I call it now the opaque reality, you know, and it's marked by a lot of linear thinking. You know, where we have past, present, future, beginning, middle, end. Your goal is always separate from you, and you have to cross empty space to get to it, you know. And it causes a certain kind of consciousness and reality, which is based basically on fear. We're kind of moving out of that, and we're moving out of the information age, and we're moving into what I've been calling the intuition age. And as everything speeds up, you know, it's kind of like we can tell we can't process the information with the same kind of mental mechanics that we've been doing. You know, just doing linear processing of information is way too slow now. You know, so now we're jumping into this, what would you call it, hyperspace or something, you know, where it's all in the present moment. And so that knowing things is much more right-brained and intuitive all at once. You know, you're getting patterns of knowledge, not little bit, you know, in a row and trying to make sense of this linear progression. So instead, we're having to let go of that habit, you know, and move into this sense of trust that we can know everything all at once. So that is a huge, the shift of perception, I think, is the transformation. Because when the mind changes and the sort of inner geometry of the way we perceive changes, then reality shifts to match it. And then our sense of self shifts to match that. So I would say, this is a long answer to your question, but that we're moving into a really new sense of ourselves where we are actually identifying as the soul. You know, we don't have a soul anymore. You know, we don't talk about our soul as though it's out there somewhere. We are it. It's here. This, I am the soul, and I'm in my body looking out from my eyes, and I'm creating my reality. Ball, you know, it's like a big ball around me, and as we really identify, I think, with the spiritual realm and have a sense that it's actually what's, that the spiritual realm is merged with the physical realm. It's not separate. It's not like heaven's out there or up there somewhere. It's all in merged, you know. That's where transparency starts coming in. You know, so what we're moving toward is, a reality that's going to be very frictionless, really effortless, lots and lots of creativity and working with imagination, you know, very fluid. So that's my long answer.
Yeah,
at least the first bit of it.
There's a lot of that. And so you kind of mentioned, you know, bringing the spiritual into the physical. And I think we've all been kind of working on that. And we all kind of struggle with that too. But that, in your book, you talk about that vertical transparency and horizontal transparency. Yeah. But first, let's talk about, what do you mean by transparency? Because that's the name of your book.
Well, I think it relates a lot to the horizontal and vertical kinds of transparency. When we think of the word right now, we're still in the information age. So we think of it as relating to information and in this physical world. And that's, to me, horizontal. It's, do we have free access to information? Are people being clear and honest and open and authentic with us? You know, we are having a very strong sense of a demand now for authenticity. We do not like lies. And we, you know, we may use lies to, you know, make ourselves feel safe, but we don't want to be lied to, you know. And we're having this high sense, well, our sensitivity to being lied to, and we just want the real thing, you know. So that's kind of horizontal transparency, but vertical is the merging of the spiritual with the physical, so that the physical world in our personalities become spiritualized. And the odd thing is, of course, they've always been merged. There's always been energy and consciousness inside matter. Matter is made of it. We're made of energy and consciousness from higher frequencies, you know, dropping down into the three-dimensional world. But now the mind is actually being present with that and actually realizing it. So it becomes real, you know, and that is going to cause this sense of transparency, because what's, I would say, in the opaque reality is fear. We get covered over. We're already transparent, but the mind has gone into fear, and so it goes into fight or flight methodologies to try to protect us from the big, bad outside world that can hurt us, because we see separation, you know. And so we've learned over many millennia how to lie, keep secrets, wear masks, you know, just keep ourselves safe by either controlling, trying to control our reality, or avoid reality, you know, fight or flight. And as the soul takes over and we realize that we are made of spirit, there is no fear in that. You know, the soul doesn't actually recognize fear. It's like doesn't exist. So the more we identify with the soul, the more we see that that old reality is just like a silly. It's like a dinosaur kind of reality, you know, and we don't want to participate in it. So we stop giving it attention. And then we allow ourselves to be seen for all of who we are. We allow ourselves to be exposed. And we let people see through the surface of things and see us all the way through. And then we can see them all the way through. And we start to have this kind of X-ray vision, you know, that starts coming in. And I think that is going to affect the way life works, if this all makes sense, what I'm saying.
Yeah, and when you say that, I think for some people that could bring up fear to be seen, you know, that to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot of things to work through to get to that place where we're that open and transparent to allow ourselves to be and see the gifts of that, because, you can truly be who you are, your soul, your spirit, all that in the physical here. And I think we're all wanting that. And yet we fight this. And you have a lot of things in your book that talk about, you know, the symptoms of that, you know, when you, what you do when you fight this and what do you do when you're fleeing it. And you can kind of recognize, okay, where do I fit in? What do I react to? So that's why your book's so great, because it's kind of like to identify, and you have a lot of writing exercises for people to do to identify, when do I react this way? And mm-hmm. and then that helps getting to that place of letting go of that fear. I mean, I think that's our work right now is to recognize the fears aren't real. They're in our mind, kind of. They're in that the linear,
yeah.
You know. So we have to go take another a break right now. So we're gonna come back and talk about. Perhaps some key elements of personal transparency, and also what does it mean to clear your clutter? So come on back and we'll talk more with Penny Pierce.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm with Penny Pierce today. We're talking about her new book, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. So, Penny, there's a lot of information in your book about transparency. Just give us a few examples of what key elements are in personal transparency.
Well, I think that honesty is a huge one. You know, that just, you know, trust and honesty is almost like where you have to start. That you have to realize that you're a good person, that down deep you're a soul. You know, that there's a lot of talent, there's beauty, there's creativity, and that everybody wants to really evolve. You know, if they're given a chance, they will try to grow and try to get better. And so you have to believe about that in yourself and about that in others, and look for people's vulnerability a little bit so that you can understand why they might act the way they act, so that you get out of judgment, you know. And also things like humility is really important. Humility meaning not less than something else, but a statement of truth about who you are right now in the moment, you know, and today I'm like this, you know, and then tomorrow I'm more of this, you know, and just be honest about describing what you are at any given time.
And yeah, that's that authenticity.
It is. And I think humility is totally related to authenticity. You know, we don't think about it that way, but I think it's a very important thing to not try to be more than you are, because you are so much anyway. You don't have to try. You know, and the other thing is, yes, we all make mistakes, and that's a human thing. You have to understand that we all dribble coffee down our shirt. You know, we all do crazy things, and it's just the human condition. So why not just let them see that about me, and they probably can relate to it, and then the good stuff, maybe they can relate to that too. You know, so it's, I think, a very valuable practice to let yourself be exposed. And that's just meaning don't be defensive, right? Just let yourself be open and let people see what they can see about you. You know, they're not going to see any more than they're capable of. And often they see who they are. The amount of stuff in you is about the same amount they see in themselves.
Yeah, that's that mirror aspect of the world reflects back to you who you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just like a filter of perception, that however much you see of yourself and life, that's how much you can see of others. You know, it's just, you know, it's a frequency, really, if you want to put it that way. But transparency, you get closer to transparency the more you trust and become open and, you know, exposed and then allow yourself to see through into other people. You know, let yourself be seen and let yourself see them. And, you know, don't get all judgmental about what you see. Let things be. And then you start to get, as soon as you really have that trust, then you start to get many, many more insights about how life works and what you might be here for, what you're built for, what you want to do. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what I want to do. Well, I mean, I think transparency helps us engage with the imaginal realm so that we get the ideas that are sort of, you know, ours in a way, that are best for us to work with. So I think those are some key elements, you know?
Yes. Well, you also, one of them you mentioned, and you talk about in the book, is about the letting go of your ego, you know, which also has to do with, like, learning. You know, it's so easy to get defensive because you so want to be accepted, to be approved, people understand you, all that. So we tend to go to, you know, being defensive and instead of just be open, like you say, you know, with humility. Well, this is, this is who I am.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, kind of have to have the ego state. You can't get rid of the ego. It's there and it's there for a reason, but you can put it to the side, kind of don't lead with it.
Yeah, well, I think of the ego as kind of a function of the left brain, where the left brain is very much analytical, and it separates things and categorizes things. And when you think from the left brain, you think in a linear way. You have a lot of definitions. It's all always about language. You define yourself as, hey, I'm a woman, I'm this way, I'm this old, I'm pretty, I'm not pretty, I'm smart, I'm not, you know, whatever it is. And it's all, you know, left brain definitions. So the more you do that and identify with all those definitions, the more locked in you get. And I think the ego is the very strongest locked in kind of definition of self that really keeps us from experiencing the bigger sense of self. You know, it keeps us in that limited way of understanding what we are. So when you drop it and you move out of the left brain into the right brain and into the body and from analytical into intuitive perception, then, you see, you start to have access to the, like, huge reality of the imaginal realm, of the unified field, of collective consciousness, because you're not limited then. So your sense of being sourced becomes immense. You know, it's not just, oh, I'm not just getting ideas from my past or from the books that I've read. You know, it's coming from everyone's life, in this life, in past lives, in future lives, in all time periods. You know, and, you know, so I think ego is a really limiting kind of thing. I once heard Krishnamurti a long time ago, and he said, there is no death except ego. And that really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, but to relate it to this, one of the things, a huge part of your book is about clearing your clutter. Now, I think we all think of clutter like, or our clutter in our house will kind of clear the clutter in our mind, but you're even going further than that. So let's talk about that and why it's important in becoming transparent. What does clearing your clutter mean?
Yeah, well, clutter to me is just a simple word to describe a lot of the contractions or fixations or, and this could be, usually it starts with ideas, like, so belief systems would be fixed ideas, where you have a credo and you stick to it, and this is the way I am, and I'm, you know, I believe in this, and no other beliefs can exist in the world because mine is right and yours is wrong, and, you know, those fixations cause you to have a very small, limited reality. And then those fixations also cause you to have fixations in your emotion. You know, you'll have polarity in emotion then. You'll go, well, this is right and that's wrong. So, you know, I can feel good if I'm this way and bad if I'm that way and shame if I'm this way and pride if I'm this way, you know. And so you get these frozen places in your, let's call it your energy body. But those contractions that don't allow energy to flow then drop into the physical body and materialize as illnesses or tumors or heart attacks or, you know, something where energy isn't moving in the physical body, you know. So it runs through us at every frequency. those blockages. And to me, that's what clutter is. It's the things that have covered over the pure light of the soul. And it's always fear-based. So what we're in a process of doing now is releasing all that. I mean, it really can't be stored in the subconscious mind anymore. It's just all popping up into the, you know, the news. It's in the current everyday reality. There's nowhere to put negative stuff anymore because you can't hide it. And so we're facing it. We have to face it. We can try to push it back down into, you know, suppression or denial, but it won't stay there. So it just builds up more energy and pops up with even greater force. And so then we have these traumas and dramas and explosions and chaos in our own lives. And then look at what's going on in the current events. You know, lots of chaos exploding out around everywhere. And I think the weather is even part of it. So that's clutter at a very extensive level, you know. And clearing it is to look at it piece by piece as it comes up into your conscious mind and say, why is that there? What's the message in this? Did I not see something fully? Am I stuck on a partial view? Am I holding fear for some reason? Is this even my own idea? Maybe I got it from somebody else, you know, and maybe it's not even real for me. So looking at things with an open mind and an open heart so that you can get understanding. And as soon as you do, those things stop being contracted. They loosen up and they release their energy back into the unified field and they clear. You know, and as soon as they do that, now you have more sense of your true self. More love, your own light gets through. And then you're more loving, you're more wise. And now you draw forth all the other sort of lies or the misperceived things about life that are in the way of you being your true self. And it's just, you clear it, and then you get stronger, and then you clear the next one, you get stronger. And pretty soon, you're getting clearer and clearer and clearer, which is getting you toward transparency. So, you know, it's a huge thing that we're doing right now.
Yeah, and there's and I just want to say in your book, there's lots of writing exercises. You really guide people to help them. You know, what are your attachments? How do you sabotage yourself? What are you holding on to? You know, how do you block yourself from what your path, your true path is? All that. So, a lot of, like you said, inner reflection, really digging in deep. So we have to take another break. Listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back, talk more with Penny Pierce about creating a sphere around you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that feeling in your gut? That tiny whisper in the back of your ear? The tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm with Penny Pierce today. I'm talking about her new book, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. Well, before we get in again, Penny, please share your website and perhaps what's available there for people.
Okay. Yeah, my website's just my name, so it's pennypierce.com. And it has lots of information on it, lots of free downloads and little Oracle buttons. And all my books are on there and descriptions and, you know, lots of samples of the writing and so forth. So it's a pretty extensive website.
Great. Yeah. So I want you to share, because in your book, and it's also from in some of your other books, you talk about this process of awakening and kind of like creating a sphere around you, like you're living in a sphere. So is that transforming to getting out of the linear to be in a sphere? So I would love for you to share how can it work in people's lives, and what will it do for people, and how do you do it?
Well, I think we need to understand that we are shifting from that linear perception I mentioned earlier, where we always think about, cause and effect thinking, or having a goal and you have to cross the empty space to get to the goal, and you have to go through stages and healing takes a long time and these kind of things. Into something now, because life is going so fast and the physical world is going so fast that everything's happening in the present moment. More and more and more immediate results. And that really means, in a way, that the present moment contains the whole reality. And the present moment, if you really look at your reality, it is a ball around you. It extends out equidistant, front, back, side to side, top, bottom, and you're always like in the center of this ball. You know, and we call it your sphere of influence. We talk about your sphere that you occupy a lot. That's a common term. But I think that transformation is all about the moving out of linear into spherical, and there's an extra element of holographic kind of perception, but spherical for sure, where you're at the center of a ball and your life is inside the ball. There actually is no outside world, because the ball is an illusion. It's just like a focal length on a camera. It just goes in and out and up and down, and you can have a really tight little focus and your ball can come down if you're like changing a watch battery or something, or it can zoom out and encompass a huge amount of time and space, all in the present moment and other dimensions. You know, when you meditate, for instance, or dream at night. So constantly moving in and out with our sphere. And so, but there's always a sense that if you think of a new thing, it's not outside of you. You've already expanded the sphere to encompass it. And so everything's inside of your ball. That means your future's in the ball. Your past is in the ball. And the future is not really out there anymore. It's like a potential reality. The future is potentials, and those potentials are in the present moment, but at a different frequency than the reality you're living in right now, which is at a certain frequency. So if you can raise your vibration and imagine a higher frequency reality and keep your attention on it and love it, it will start materializing almost immediately now. So you don't have to go through like 10 years of preparation in a linear way to get to your dream of the future. Is this making sense?
Yeah, to me. That may be hard for some people who haven't done this kind of work, but to just, and it's very fluid. It's not a circle like a container that's got a firm edge.
It's not a container.
Yeah.
It's a fluid, porous kind of imaginary boundary. There's nothing really outside of you because really, if you go through the fluid, porous boundary, you're in more of yourself. You know, it's all you. The whole unified field is you at some level, you know? You have access to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you stay in the present moment and your life emerges around you. You don't have a law of attraction where you get something from the outside world and make it come to you and then try to hold on to it. You use your attention to place it on certain frequencies and imaginations. And then those will drop into the physical world and emerge out of the field. You know, so when you stay at your home frequency, what I've called that home frequency, which really is the soul in the body, and you saturate with it and you learn to live as that frequency, then your field around you becomes that frequency. And then the people who you know will emerge out of that frequency. And the opportunities will come out of that vibration. And everything starts to really feel like you're on the same wavelength with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, in the way we've been living, is we alternate our frequency constantly. If somebody feels bad around us or a victim, then we drop our vibration and match them. And then we feel bad. And then we try to get jack ourselves back up again with, you know, some addiction or whatever it is, you know, and we're up and down and up and down. And so what we get is our results that are not stable. They're up and down and up and down because everything matches because there's no separation. It's all the same process, you know. So it's important to understand this, I think, in that if you choose transparency and to be the soul and to realize that fear doesn't exist in that realm, that you can start practicing that and holding that in your field. And even if other people are still afraid, you don't have to match their vibration. Hold your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard to do that.
You.
Yeah, that's so important. It's like we don't have to go down to that level of fear or, you know, since we want to fit in with everybody and so we sort of lower ourselves down to that level of what's happening if we're with a group of people. Instead of being an example and staying in that, like you say, the vibration frequency that you're at and have them come up to match yours, you know, which will help them to release the fear or whatever is going on. And it's so easy to get caught in it, you know, to get caught up in what's going on out there.
If you're doing that from ego, then it seems like you're being holier than thou. And then people don't get you're being authentic because you actually aren't. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it from your heart and from, you know, that sense of being the soul, then people are relaxed around you. And they'll feel like, oh, okay, I trust her. And so I can be myself her because she's being herself. And that is, it's just contagious, you know?
Right, right.
It's an amazing process that starts happening when people are real.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the opposite of that a lot in politics today, where people are really not real. They're lying, they're hiding, they're narcissistic, they're dominating, or they're in avoidance and not facing things. You know, and that part is coming out so that we can see it, so that we can stop doing it. You know, but it's up to you and me to really stop it in our own lives. We can look at the news and say, this is awful over there in those people. But really, we've got to take that as a lesson and just stop doing that kind of thing wherever we do it in ourselves,
right,
to start to clear our own clutter.
Yeah, exactly. Because if we're seeing it out there, there's some still part of us that's doing it too. Just to look where, what does this relate to how I am in my life right now? And how can I change myself? Because that's the only place we think we can change.
That's right. And there's no out there. You know, it's like they're not there. If you notice something, it's in you,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some proportion. If you notice it, it's something you want to work on or you know, deal with.
So how do you hold on to who you are when you're with people who are living in an area that people who don't understand transformation aren't working in a transformational process? What's a word of advice for people to hold on to themselves?
Well, you don't have to have everybody agree with you, for one thing. And you can just enjoy being a clear space in the field. You know, let people feel you. I just try to not to project myself onto anybody or to get people to like me or agree with me. But I've just, you know, I got it in my own guidance to just be a clear space in the field of Florida, you know, which is where I'm living now. And let's see what happens, see who shows up, you know, and it's a way, I think, of sorting things. And also that I don't rile people up either who might be scared of me or of the things that I talk about because they don't understand it necessarily. You know, and I'm not talking down to anyone. And I just be with people,
mm-hmm. you know. Be yourself. You know, being comfortable in your own skin,
I think that's just as much as possible every day in every way, be authentic, be real, be simple, be honest. If you get scared, just let yourself feel that contraction, but don't stay in it. You know, let yourself feel it as an energetic, like, it is a contraction. I don't know any better word for it, really. And then just breathe through it and open it up again and say, I like to feel this way, though. You know, I don't really like feeling contracted. I prefer to feel my own home frequency and enjoy myself and enjoy talking to people or enjoy doing whatever I love to do, you know, and then get back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again and again and again and again.
Again and again and again. Yeah, it's practice. Well, we have to take another break now. Stay tuned. Come back. We'll talk more with Penny Pierce, and I hope she'll share her visionary dream about becoming transparent.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuose.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Penny Pierce today, author of Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. So I said when we left for the commercial that Penny would share her visionary dream about becoming transparent. And so Penny, I'll just have you go for that.
Well, I had actually two things. One was a kind of a quickie where I was sleeping at my mother's house at one point and couldn't sleep, and I sat up in bed and turned on the light, and I just kind of cross-legged in bed, and I breathed in or out, I forget which way it was, and the room dissolved, and I was suddenly just sitting there floating in space like a ball of light, and all the furniture had turned into shapes of light and light flowing around through the whole thing. And then as I inhaled, the room came back, and then it disappeared again with the other breath, and it just kept oscillating like that, into form, out of form. And you could see the light patterns inside of everything, and just, you know, totally see then feel how the forms materialized out of those inner blueprints of the light, which was so amazing. And, you know, my consciousness was still there. Everything was fine. So that was a kind of a see-through thing, you know, that got me interested in a lot of this. But the big dream I had was quite a few years ago, where I'd been sitting out on a camping with my mother, and I was reading a book, and she said she was a little afraid of what was going to be happening on the world. And I said, oh, and it's not going to be so bad. Look, it says right here, and I'm reading the book, and there are all these little balls spinning, like little gears rotating, yellow and purple and blue ones. And it's really like a language. And I was reading that there was going to be an event way out in the cosmos that would start moving energy through these spheres, like they would rotate or spiral or something and come toward us, and it would affect our reality here. And then the scene shifts, and I'm with a healer, a man, who is dressed in a gray business suit. And he's been on the East Coast. Of course, I'm still living in California at the time. And he says to me, wow, those suits are really solid, meaning the business people, their minds are really stuck in a really contracted state. And I said, oh, I know. And he said, he looks over at me and he says, well, you're doing fine. You're right on schedule. And I looked down at my left arm was transparent all the way up to my shoulder. And as soon as I saw that, I remembered that, oh, that's right. We're supposed to become transparent. And then I remembered that we were going to go through this special event that I'd been waiting lifetimes to be able to experience. And it was going to be in this lifetime. And it was called The Void. And in order to survive the void, you had to become like the void, meaning transparent, meaning that you don't hold anything to yourself. You don't hold identity. You don't hold beliefs. You just let go and be. and something was going to happen, like time was going to stop, or there would be a big pause, and we would blink out, and then in that moment when we were out of form, you know, and we do this every minute, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out all the time anyway, so, but when we blinked out, there would be a huge influx of energy into our reality. And if we weren't hanging on to old belief systems, we would just blink back in again and we'd be adapted to the new level. But if we were holding on to old ideas or things, it would be almost like impurities in the system and they would kind of explode or implode or something. And some people might die from being so overloaded. And I knew people would probably die. But it didn't seem bad to me because I knew everybody was going to be fine in the end. And so that it was like there would be two Earths happening, like a bifurcation of the planet at some point, where the higher frequency consciousness would form a higher frequency planet, and the people who'd made the shift would just be on that planet, and the people who didn't make the shift would be on a planet that matched their frequency. So there would be no sense of failure or sacrifice or loss anywhere, but there would be like parallel worlds. And when I had the dream, I thought it was going to be around 2020, something like that. But I think that it's not all happening at once. It's a thing that's happening gradually now, like maybe from 2012 on for, you know, quite a few years. But this was the whole thing about transparency. You know, let go and, you know, don't hold ideas about limitation or too much identity and be able to just be fluid.
Yeah, well, that's the key, no matter what. I mean, because you could kind of go into fear thinking like, oh, my goodness, you know, we're going to have two Earths and where will I be and all that.
right. That's the left brain again.
Yeah.
Like two Earths now, you know, when you look at some people that, you know, realities of like, I always thought it happened at the OJ trial, you know, like where the two sides were like, could not see each other's reality at all. And it was like, oh my gosh, what worlds are we living on, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it may seem kind of strange to some people to think that because we're so tuned into or live in this world, you know, that's physical, and deal with everything that's happening in this world that there's, you know, it's stretching. And you mentioned it before, the liminal space. It's stretching our minds to what? you mentioned in your dream, the void, to the unknown, to the unlimited potential of possibilities.
Well, you know, liminal space is that, it's kind of like that stage where the caterpillar, you know, dissolves itself in the cocoon and then it reforms all its molecules in that dark, you know, cocoon-like space and reemerges as the butterfly. And we need to be able to let go of the old form and to gestate for a little while, to rest, to sometimes be without form or, you know, without the definitions of the left brain so that we can recombine, so that we can get new sets of instructions from the imaginal realm, so that we can allow new flooding in of our light. And it's so important to not be, you know, so hyperactive that we have to have something going on in the left brain all the time and busy, and we can't just be quiet, you know. So that quiet is how we enter the right brain and how we enter intuition.
Right. You know? Yeah. And, you know, we're going into our winter time, which is a great time to have that you know, going inward time and reflecting and letting that gestating happen. And I'm looking forward to that this year. Well, thank you so much, Penny, for being on the show today and sharing your gifts of knowledge.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris, and it's nice to be your final show.
Yeah, my final
show.
Quite an honor. Yes. Well, everybody check out her website, Penny Pierce, and her name is spelled with E-Y, Penny, E-Y, and Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E.com. Check out all her books. I recommend them.
And again, you can contact me at Woman of Wisdom. Wow, W-O-W at Woman of Wisdom. Love to hear from you. Check out our events. You can sign up for our newsletter at womanofwisdom.org. And we have our 26th annual conference is coming up this February 2018. We're in the planning stages, but stay tuned to learn more about that. And also check out my book. It's also available on Kindle now, and it's about Woman of Wisdom. It's inspiring stories, art, poetry from many people who have been at the conference. And it's an exploration of the divine feminine through many voices. So check that out. It also helps support Women of Wisdom. We're a nonprofit organization. And I'm sorry to say, I have to say goodbye. I'm not going to say see you next week. I'll just wish everybody a great weekend and a great winter, fall and winter and holidays and moving into 2018. Who knows what's in store for us? We all know it's a very interesting time. So, okay, well, goodbye.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.